to Cat Context, episode 57, for the week containing August 13th, Wednesday, August 13th. I don't know what day this is actually going to go live, but there it is. I am Alindriel, and with us this week is Arrow. Once again, Lior has left the children alone in the house, so we will see what we can do. Hey, Arrow, how's your weekend?
It's pretty fantastic. Tiny children in the pool is both super fun and super terrifying, because my 4-year-old is absolutely fearless.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, jumping in the deep end when there's no one around. It's very exciting. She's learning how to swim real, real fast, though.
That's good. I know that's how I learned how to swim, is getting chucked in a pool. So, you know, you do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. So, so Lior sort of had some stuff come up, and we're without a topic a bit. So I think we're going to talk about some stuff that like came up on blogs a couple weeks ago. I wrote a post about how I was struggling to play MMOs and just MMOLAs in general, and I know a bunch of people responded, and Arrow has not yet written a blog post, but I think she has some words to say.
Indeed.
So, how are you feeling about MMOs there, Arrow?
Well, I've been having trouble, because I think an MMO by its nature works by engendering habits. And until you form the habit, you're not going to log on. And it takes, you know, sociologically, it takes something like 3 weeks for something to become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the time or the opportunity right now to make a habit out of anything. So, like, I look at the WildStar login screen and I'm like, yeah, I want to build my house, I guess, but I got to level some so I can put in a garden, and I guess. It's more fun watching my daughter run around the starter zone and kill the little, what are those called? The Frizzlets, over and over again, because she thinks the squeaky noise they make when they die is hilarious.
Which are the Frizzlets? Are those the turnips and stuff? Because those things
are
awesome.
The little turnips around Elderroot.
I actually just sort of have been trying to push through my MMOLAs, which is totally the same thing. It's like, you play, and then, I mean, for me, I went on vacation and sort of got out of the habit, and it's super hard to, like, bring up again. But we can continue to talk about it. I totally just found a quest where I turned into one of those things and ran around while scanning them as a scientist. And I just wanted to say that because it was pretty awesome.
No shade on the game itself at all. It's still adorable and fun. It just, I need something that I can pause.
Yep. I totally understand that.
Because I don't have the habit to create the space to play an MMO right now. Like, yeah, you went on vacation, I moved, we were both offline for like 3 weeks, and then that 3 weeks, that's it. I completely forgot how to make space for an MMO. And it's sad, because I love the game.
Yeah, I mean, I've read a bunch of things about people having issues with WildStar, and mostly around like some of the endgame content just being either crazy hard or hard to get into or whatever, and that's totally not the case. That's not the issues that I'm having. Like, the issues that I'm having are legitimately, I just look at the login screen and I'm like, I should play some WildStar, that sounds kind of fun, and then I like maybe even get to the part where I put in my password or look at the character selection screen, and then like, I could just like go watch TV or like play some phone games for 20 minutes. I don't know. And
or bring up, you know, a Steam game that I can walk away from later, completely forgot that I was playing. Yeah, I just it's gotten to the point where I can actually get as far as logging in, and I'm sitting on my housing platform and I think, fuck, I have to level.
Yeah, the first thing I did when I came back was to log in, and then, you know, I had finally realized that like you were supposed to put stuff in your house and then it gives you rested bonus.
Yep.
And so I had not done that at all. So I went and put all the stuff in my house, and then I logged off half an hour later and was like, well, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, yeah, like it's some of it is just generic not wanting to play games right now at all. I've
Yeah.
definitely had a bit of that, but like mostly I think it is just that's not the game that I'm playing. Like I've been playing a bunch of Hearthstone, because I can sit down for 20 minutes and play Hearthstone. I mean, I realize that you have separate issues with Hearthstone. I'm not gonna sit here and try and tell you that you should play Hearthstone because you really shouldn't.
I could actually make a blog post out of that, maybe, but it would probably be too whiny. People, stop talking about
Yeah,
Hearthstone!
well, it's especially hard right now because we've been having this guild tournament, and that's actually what brought me back to play it.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I don't even know what I've been playing. Just like random stuff on Steam and some FIFA and like games that are like, half an hour long, and then I can decide if I want to play another half an hour, right?
Exactly.
Because
My life is in half an hour chunks right now.
I don't even know that mine is, but it's nice to have the checkpoint every 30 minutes to decide if I want to keep doing it.
Yeah, and I've been doing a lot of like non-gaming games. Like with the girls, we've got Flower on the PS4, which they both love, even the tiny one. And that's not even really a game. That's kind of like an ambiance, I guess you could call that.
Which one is that?
It's you fly around and you pick up flower petals, which makes the flowers bloom, and it's got pretty music, and it's, this gorgeous vista. It's a PlayStation Network thing that came with the PS4.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man, I am looking real hard at a PS4, but I don't know if it's in it's in the cards in the next month or two, but I don't even know why. I keep thinking that like I need something to sort of kickstart my gaming habits again, right?
And
And
you think a
that's
PS4 will do that?
it probably would.
Well, Sony does.
They keep giving me games for PS Plus for PS4, so my PS4 library is not even empty. Like when I bought my PS3, I had to like buy games with it, right? Like I bought Little Big Planet and Uncharted, and like that's what I had to play. PS4 is like all I already have a backlog.
That's hilarious.
We were talking about Destiny last week, and they call it an MMO, and I wonder if it really is an MMO or if it's just an MMO in the like you said, the habit forming sort of way, where they want you to play it constantly. I don't think that makes a game an MMO, and because
Yeah, I don't think it does either.
I don't know. I think there's some definitional issues, and I think MMO is a good back of the box checklist sort of word, but I wonder if an MMO is actually a selling point right now or not.
It honestly isn't for me, for the same reason we've been talking about. I mean, you even if you don't have, other shit going on in your life, even if you're not, your gaming isn't half an hour at a time, you still have to make space for the habits of an MMO. Like you, even most recently when we were playing Warcraft, like I would log on and I would do my pet stuff, and I had a checklist of daily gaming. That was my habit. If I'm not forming those habits, then I can't get into the game. And I
Yeah,
don't
and
know how something like Destiny is going to form that sort of habit. And I think that habit is intrinsic to the MMO classification.
I think so too, and I think they're trying to sell you on there always being something to do, sort of, and that being the MMO. But Destiny is weird because it's kind of like a matchmaking FPS, but only sort of with matchmaking. Like they have these six-man raids, I think. But there's no matchmaking for it, and they don't really have any plans in the short term to have matchmaking. So you have to have six people that you know online on your friends list to do them at all. And that sounds cool. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited to play those things and they sound really fun, but also like I don't know, man. Like my friends list is like four or five people long
I
typically.
think I have two online. One is my brother, who I will never ever play games with ever.
Right. So like, and for me, like when I'm talking about something like Destiny to some of my friends, you know, first of all, I think not being cross-platform is a mistake, because a game like that, you really want to have as many people available to be able to play with you as possible. And right. There are various technical reasons and some design reasons why that's not the case. But I think it's actually potentially going to hurt, especially on the new platforms where it will really shine graphically. I just don't know if people are upgrading. Like, I have a bunch of friends who are hesitant to spend $500 to play one game, right?
Right.
And
I think it's totally worth it. It's completely beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's even gorgeous on the 360. It's just, you know, more gorgeous on a PS4.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are like sort of have avoided MMO reasons for similar reasons to why you avoid card games.
Right. Yeah.
Which
I can
is
that.
Like, I have a bunch of friends who know they get obsessed about things. Right. And, MMOs are very, gotta collect them all. Pokemon, check off
habits.
The checklist every day.
Yeah.
Habits. And they are really wary about it. And they're also worried about the payment model to some degree. They're like, is there going to be, you know, is this going to be some sort of free-to-play situation? Or is there going to be like a separate subscription? And as far as I can tell, there's not. But I'm totally expecting a steady stream of DLC, which substitutes as subscription.
Right. Or some other kind of play-to-win thing.
Yeah.
Pay-to-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't
like,
know. I
Team
wonder...
Fortress, you can buy hats, right?
And well, and weapons and stuff now, too.
Yeah, and gear.
And Counter-Strike. I looked back into Counter-Strike because I saw some people that were going to play that, and now there's this weird weaponsification of Counter-Strike stuff. So
that's
there's like a
strange, yeah.
Weird gear progression in a game that like was always my standing example of like, you play the game and your success in that round of the game is your success, right?
Yeah.
So
and no, not anymore.
Not anymore. At least not in that part of it. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I certainly have been running into MMO not being a selling point on the box. But none of those people were necessarily MMO players. Maybe they're trying to reach out to MMO players for this game, and they expect that first-person shooter gamers will just show up because it's a cool FPS by the guys who made Halo, which... To be fair, brings a lot of people in.
It does. And I mean, it is a beautiful game. I still don't understand how they're defining MMO, especially since if they're defining MMO as like an online matchmaking thing, does that make, you know, the original Neverwinter an MMO?
That's
Warcraft, StarCraft, all that stuff?
Yeah, some of those are like, some of those, I don't know. For me, like, it's hard to get away from the RPG part of MMO.
Right.
Because I've played like shooters and stuff that had large servers for a long time and had no role playing elements and were very much different.
Yeah, like Tribes is not an MMO.
Yeah.
And yeah, it works the same basic way that
right.
Destiny does, except there's character progression now.
Yeah, I mean,
but Tribes 2 had character progression, right?
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It's been a long time.
So, yeah, I don't... Yeah, me too. It's been many years since I played Tribes.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some amount, something about the persistence definitely lends itself to MMO. But, like, everything that I've ever played that has called itself an MMO is RPG. So, for me, like, it definitely comes down to RPG. And, like, not just RPG elements where, like, you get some levels when you do stuff. But,
right.
Like, actual... role-playing game elements. I don't know, like,
yeah, there's not really a way to make a character in like a persona in Destiny. There's
yeah,
just not
exactly,
especially since you can't even name your character. Your character's name is your, it's the same as, you know, Call of Duty or whatever. Your character's name is your network handle,
right? And if you have four characters, they're all named the same thing or whatever, right? So
yep.
Yeah, I don't know, it's it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I don't know. Yeah, I guess going back to the larger point, I have sort of tried to break out of it. So Talon has been playing Warcraft again recently, and partially because she missed the last push for everybody. She has been doing pet battles and all of those things that you were super into the first time around when we went back and actually brought everybody back to the game. And, you know, because she sits down every night and plays, that has definitely led to me wanting to fill that gap. So I'm trying Wildstar again, but it's just really hard. And, like, MMO combat, MMO leveling, like, I enjoy the leveling process even, but it's just the same.
Yeah.
And, like, I played two different characters for a few hours each, and they basically are the same. Because I set my buttons up the same way, so that I don't press the wrong button just because I'm on the wrong character. And then it's just different graphics. So, I don't know. I'm trying to power through it. We'll see. The main reason I'm doing this is because I saw my subscription got renewed while I wasn't looking.
Yeah, mine did that too. So I'm like, giving it another I'm giving it another month to try and make the habit stick, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, same. Absolutely.
And the thing that's sad is that the only MMO that has worked around the kids with the habits right now has been Star Wars, because that is more of a single player game than an MMO.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because the population is so small, and the way the leveling system works in that game, it feels like a single player game, and it feels like I can pause it and walk away. I mean, I do that and I die frequently, but still, it doesn't feel like that's possible in WildStar or even Warcraft.
Yeah, I could see, like, we've been talking about wanting some sort of duoing leveling game, or just duoing game, like, right? And Star Wars, man, I don't want to give them any money.
But... I know, that's the problem. But, I mean...
But, yeah, but no, absolutely. We both were loving duoing that game together. And you can even run flashpoints and stuff if you're a pair, right? And, like, if... Kind of. And, like, you know, if you die or can't do it, the only people you're letting down are yourselves. And
exactly.
That's fine.
It feels like a single-player game.
Yeah.
And so, again, this comes back to how do you define what an MMO is?
Right.
Because Destiny says it's an MMO, and that doesn't even feel like a single-player game. It just feels like a shooter. An online shooter feels like COD, which is fine.
Yep.
There's totally room for that in the world. I have no problem with that. And then, you know, Star Wars bills itself as an MMO, but it feels like a single-player game.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to know what to do. So, given that, what have you been doing with your gaming time? Is that a reasonable transition?
It is, actually. That was a pretty good segue. It's hilarious. You were talking about phone games for 20 minutes. That's pretty much the extent of my gaming right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're finishing out the summer. It's been, you know, pretty much all kids stuff all the time. There was my niece's birthday and my kid's birthday at the same time. I had no idea that they... I'm a bad aunt. I had no idea when Annie's birthday was. It's the day after Mia's. So there's that. It's been pretty much all phone games all the time. There are like 6 different scam games from King now.
Oh, man.
But because there are like 6 of them, you can cycle through and never have to wait for the time to come back because you're busy playing the other game.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Right. So I totally feel like I'm sticking it to the man as I play all of their ad-supported games over and over and over again. But that's like, you know, solitaire 20 minutes before bed.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I have been playing a few, but actually not that many phone games. I'm kind of stuck in, like, I don't know. It's hard. I don't want to, like, get super involved in a game that's on my phone, because then I feel like I should be, if I'm going to get that involved in something, I should be playing it where it matters, and my phone sort of feel like it doesn't count still.
That's why I play the shitty solitaire game.
Right. Yeah, and the Vampires is pretty good for that too. Just because, like, you don't have to put too much effort into it at any given time. But actually, I found myself watching a lot of streams. Mostly streams of Magic, because that's a thing. And I feel like I'm learning. Whatever. I mean, like, you know, I'm using it as... I'm saying that, but really it's just recorded streamed content. Or it's not even streams. It's not even live. I'm watching, like, after-the-fact recordings, right? Because I can... Again, it's a sort of thing that I can sit down for half an hour. It feels gamey and not, like, watching TV. I feel like I might learn something, even though it applies to, you know, mostly to one game. There are things that you learn about other things. And
you learn things about other things.
Yep.
Wow, that was astute.
Well, just about, like, thinking about doing the right, making the right choices rather than worrying about what happened. A lot of, like, pro Magic people talk about that a lot. I think a lot of pro gamers in general, like, results-oriented thinking versus decision-oriented thinking or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, for playing a game like Hearthstone sort of obviously picks up and uses, it's different, but it uses similar things, whatever. And so I've been doing that, but I guess that kind of brings me to the other thing that happened this week, which is the Twitch TV changes. And I know that you don't know really about them.
Well, I actually don't know much about watching streams at all, because I find myself wanting to argue about, like, the game choices they make, and it frustrates me.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
And I know that's part of the fun for some people. I'm pretty sure that's what Lior does.
I hate it.
But what, arguing with them about the choices they make?
No, I hate watching streams for that same reason. Yeah, I wanna have the conversation. I'd rather play that game as a team. Right?
Yeah. So I'm all of the whole Twitch stuff is really new to me, and it's super interesting.
Yeah, and I struggle with it. I have a lot of trouble with, like, Let's Plays and with, like, watching other people play games. I don't know. For whatever reason, Magic works well for me.
Well, that seems more like you're watching, I don't know, like when you were in elementary school and they would have PBS on.
Yeah, kinda. And it's kinda like watching basketball after I go play shitty basketball or something, right?
Okay.
I mean it's like it's watching people who are better at you at a thing that you also do. So that I think that's kind of what it is. I don't know. I equate it more like sports, whereas, like, watching a Let's Play feels more like watching a movie because it's not something where I'm trying to learn, I guess. I don't know. And
yeah, I don't.
That I struggle with.
I watch Let's Plays with the narration off because I'm looking for, you know, like, something pretty in the game would
right.
be the only reason why I have a Let's Play up.
Yep, sure. So, anyway, the main thing that I was alluding to with Twitch is that there are heated rumors that Google is going to buy them. Nothing is officially concerned, or confirmed. There's not, like, been a press release or anything, but the VentureBeat or somebody did a story, and they're like, inside sources, and everybody sort of believes it, that Google's going to acquire them. So this week they unveiled that they're essentially adding Content ID, like, is on YouTube to all of the recorded videos on the site. They have stressed that this is not going to affect live streams, which is good because just in the short time that it's been active, there have already been some incredible fuck-ups. the Dota International stream got muted all over the place because I guess crowd noise set off their Content ID filter, probably for being related to to crowd noise in some live track somewhere.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a bunch of the Twitch videos from Twitch got muted because they had, like, a game in the background or sound in the background.
Right. That's.
Yeah. So it's really kind of scary, and I know a bunch of people are sort of panicking. I'm not totally. We use. I want to wait and see. They relaxed. They were originally going to do, like, only save highlights for 2 weeks or maybe non-highlighted stuff for 2 weeks, and basically wanted you to use YouTube as your long-term storage, which seems. I don't know if it's fine or not, but they had charts where they're like, nothing ever gets watched after this, basically, and they were limiting everything to 2 hours, and they backed off of both of those, really, because the 2 hours thing mattered a lot for speedruns, specifically. So, like, people couldn't fit their speedruns into 2 hour chunks, so they weren't going to be able to archive their stuff at all.
Ouch.
Yeah, but so, like, the Content ID thing coming to streaming seems really awkward, since it's, like, in-game music will set it off, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you can play a game
What about like GTA, which has licensed music in it?
Right. Well, that's one of the things, right? So you can play GTA and the stream is all cool, but just from playing the game, you're going to set off content ID triggers. So your sections will be muted. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go, since Twitch is a big deal, right? I mean, like, it feels like a big deal, but and being able to, I don't know. I guess we're probably not good people to talk about it, since neither of us really watches that much archived video on Twitch or even live streams. I just don't. I like Twitch being sort of wild frontier.
Yeah, that's not really gonna fly anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it might be for streams. I think one of the things they really don't want is people like playing Spotify or Pandora stations in the background while they're playing their games, right?
Right.
Because the licenses don't work for that. And I get that for sure. I think that's already against terms of service of one or both of those services. I'm sure I don't like it, but I can understand it. But like when they filter out game music for matching game content from that game, that sucks.
Yeah, how are they going to, if they fix that, how do they make the content ID work at all? Because what's the difference between, you know, music playing in the game that's totally valid for sharing that you are playing this game, and, you know, you've set your playing this game to particular music? There's no way to differentiate that.
My guess is they will be overly aggressive about muting people. Since that's their solution is like a 30-minute mute surrounding the matched content on your stream. Your video doesn't go away, but the sound goes away. Apparently it's client side, just so you know. The muting is actually client side, so
they don't actually change the video at all.
Right. But for most people it doesn't appear like there's any sound.
Yeah, technically that's interesting. But in practice, that's a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, it totally is.
And is going to, you know, utterly destroy those people who make their living on game narration.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many of those people are making money off of Twitch-hosted video versus Twitch streams and YouTube-hosted video.
Right.
If they're making their money off of YouTube-hosted video and the live streams, then I don't think this really affects them. Not too much. And YouTube already has the same problem. Like, YouTube has a huge, hugely similar problem. And it seems like one of those things that we're, as a group of people, are going to have to... I was going to say as a society, but then I was feeling all high and mighty. we're going to have to, like, figure out a way to address this stuff. Because this definitely seems like the, you know, short-term future of entertainment, at least.
Yeah, that... Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how, you know, it continues to show us over and over that piracy is not served by these kinds of security measures.
As far as I can tell, people are just like, all right, well, we'll go use Ustream or we'll go use this other service, not we'll stop doing the thing. Right?
Right.
And people are pretty savvy. And typically speaking, security measures, DRM is always playing catch up.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much all I needed to say about that. I just wanted to bring it up since it's sort of a big deal in the games world, and since we are broadcasting to Twitch right now.
Quick, don't play any music.
That's pretty much all I got. Is there anything else you want to talk about, or?
That is all I've got. All
right, cool. Well, we made it, you know, 35 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we'll see how much Lior edits us out.
It'll be a quick show. I think she has to cut everything in half or she doesn't feel complete.
That's probably true. I mean, that seems like a good editor, right? Like, you just
it's true.
Cut and cut.
She's the best editor.
Right, thank God that Lior is around. Otherwise, it would just be us rambling for like 3 hours every week. So,
and it would be terrible.
Well, or not.
Awkward pauses, random giggling.
I guess given that, we'll wrap it up.
Sweet!
I'm Elindriel. You can find me at thatangrydwarf.com or at thatangrydwarf on Twitter. Aerolade is at Aerolade on Twitter and at dragonsworn.net on the internets. Lior is liorblog.com, and the podcast is Cat Context, and we are available on iTunes and various other places, or you can go to liorblog.com/catcontextpodcast.
I am impressed.
Yeah, and we have a new server too, apparently.
Hooray, yes.
So it should be more responsive. I know Lior spent a bunch of time over the weekend upgrading that. So yeah. So please come visit us. Send us some questions so that we have to not work as hard at figuring out what to talk about. there's an email site or email on the website, and you can also leave us a voicemail there. I guess we will be back in a couple of weeks.
That would be sweet.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.